This is Digaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. This is flyer number 746, entitled A Masculist Letter to Fluffy Advocate Suzanne Venker. Description. Suzanne Venker is an American advocate for fluffydom, claiming that feminism has lied to women, that female careerism is all important, even more so than having a family, which she claims makes millions of women miserable when they are in the second half of their lives, manless and childless. But masculists have a hatred of fluffies, seeing them as manslaving, divorce raping vermin. This flyer is a copy of the letter I wrote to Venker, pointing out to her that her advocacy of fluffydom will make her an enemy of the masculists. Now the flyer itself. A masculist letter to fluffy advocate Suzanne Venker by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. Email profhugodigaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodigaris.wordpress.com. Suzanne Venker is an American advocate of the idea that feminism has lied to women by stating that women's main goal in life is to pursue a career, often at the expense of having a family, which makes millions of women miserable. She pushes the idea that women should stay at home raising kids and unconsciously assumes that there will be some man in the background who will be prepared to pay for that woman to do that. Such women, masculists label, fluffies. To masculists, the problem with fluffydom is that fluffies manslave and divorce rape men, making them the enemies of the masculists. Hence, Suzanne Venker is an enemy of the masculists. Below is a letter I wrote to her just now. The last time I did this, she immediately deleted it from her comments section. She'll probably do the same with this one, but this time, this letter will become one of my masculist flyers and be uploaded to my half dozen video hosting sites and my website. Here it is. Dear Suzanne, from my masculist perspective, you keep making the same mistake repeatedly. That is, you are not considering what men want, what masculists want. A fluffy, brackets, a highly pejorative masculist label for a woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life. Close brackets. Can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant, manslavable man. But thanks to the manosphere, brackets, that's men on the internet who talk about men's issues, that is, men's libbers, close brackets, the supply of such men is drying up. Masculists are abolitionists who see manslavery as slavery and hence something to be hated. Masculists are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them out by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. Young men refuse to be butchered in the feminist-controlled divorce court system, so don't marry, don't have kids. In the US today, according to a Pew PW Research Center poll in 2022, 63%, so nearly two-thirds, of young men between 18 and 30 refuse to, in capital letters, even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Divorce rape is when a father loses custody of his kids in three-quarters of states in the US, with a probability of 90%. He will lose his house to his ex-wife so that she can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his wealth and stuff to her. He'll be forced to make payments to his kids, whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe 2 weekends a month. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up. Fip equals financially independent person. Maskus see the solution to the fluffy and divorce rape problems as the fipping of women. Thus Maskus put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up or be so severely punished by masculisted men, brackets, who in time will be nearly all men, close brackets, that these women are effectively exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, totally rejected both socially and sexually. Masculism will force women to grow up, to fip up, to become financially responsible adults who do not, fluffy style, parasite off the money and labour of a man. Thanks to men's discovery of science-based medicine, women have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so women now have a career window of half a century. Maskus now stand up, pointing the finger at women, telling women, quote, "Now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed by total neglect by men." Maskus put enormous moral pressure on women to fib up, to stop being man's slavers and divorce rapists of men, or to die slow, miserable, manless, lonely deaths by being forced to rot on the shelf by total male neglect. But the next generation needs to be grown and raised. So how do the Maskus propose to solve the birth rate crash and its threat of wiping out whole populations, for example, as in South Korea, which has a birth rate of 0.7 kids per woman, the lowest in the world? The Maskus propose the MCT for women, that is, mother career timeline, which for a woman who gets her career competent master's degree at 23 would be as follows. She works in her well-paid profession for 3 years, gaining skills and making contacts. In that time, she marries and has her first kid at age 26 and her second at 28 to fulfill her civic duty to bring 2 kids into the world. She has these kids before she is 30 because research shows, according to GPT-5, that a tenth of women have fertility problems by the age of 30. She stays at home for 6 months, raising the two kids. Sorry, for 6 years, raising the two kids, until the second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4. During which time, the government pays her a maternity wage equal to what she was earning before, so that the family income does not halve while she stays at home. At age 34, she returns to her career so as not to be a fluffy parasite of her husband for the rest of her life. This whopping maternity wage tax burden is the price society must pay to replace itself, or we wipe ourselves out. In a mere 4 generations, South Korea will no longer be with us if its current birth rate remains the same. Maskus see reproduction as a duty of the whole society, not just as a duty of individual couples. It is society that will have to pay the huge maternity wage tax bill. Suzanne, I think you need to expand your gender political horizons by including what men, what masculists want. You make the unconscious assumption that men will just go along with the idea of paying for a fluffy wife. 2/3 of young men in the US would spit in your face with that assumption of yours. To men, divorce is toxic, hence marriage and paternity are toxic. The solution to this is the fipping of women, say the masochists. Then the divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed based on the idea that women are fips and not fluffies. But masochists also see that the birth rate is crashing, hence their proposal of the MCT. Masochists want men's issues to become political by the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, by the creation of GECs, GECs, in the parliaments, in brackets, GEC, GEC, equals Gender Equality Committees, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case in today's gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. The male half of these GECs will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, so that men have the same legal right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have, to counter the horrible gender crime that women commit against men of forced fathering, with the worst example being women's paternity fraud, where the woman claims that the kid growing in her is her man's when she knows it's not. A paternity fraudster woman thus manslaves a man for two decades to pay for a kid, in capital letters, that is not even his. Masochists want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a gender crime that is worse than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. These masochist politicians will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's horrible, decades-lasting gender crime of paternity fraud. Masochists see women oppressing men far worse than vice versa, with women's big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. These are horrible gender crimes that women commit against men, which cause masculists to hate gender criminal women and aim to wipe them out. Masculists have two main enemies: fluffies, who are seen as manslaving, divorce raping vermin, and monoconscious feminists, in brackets, who only know the feminist half of gender politics, close brackets, whom masculists see as hypocrites, since these women trash men publicly for men's gender crimes against women, in brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., close brackets, when in reality, women oppress men far worse, for example, the big three of the masculists. Masculists aim to remove the genes of these two groups of women from the gene pool by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf. So, your proposal of fluffydom makes you an ideological enemy of the masculists. Be conscious of this. Your most formidable opponents will be the masculists, who will make your life a misery until you see the biconscious masculist light. To be biconscious means that you have had both your feminist and your masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, you see that gender oppression is a two-way street, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Search the terms masculist or masculism on YouTube for 1,000+ videos on this topic. Click on the masculist tab for 740+ masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These files are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 masculist videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, Degaris Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Masculist Videos. That's four words. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Ciao.